The Spanish Cove by Cherry Radford and read by Daphne Kumar for Saga Egmont. Chapter 1. August 2001. San José, Almería, Spain. There she is, bobbing and clapping on the water, as if she can't wait to get out from between the bigger boats either side of her. As keen for an adventure as she and Daddy are. So pretty with her repainted blue stripe. Blue like the colour of the water in Cala Turquesa. Would they go there today? Waved to Mummy and Ted on the terrace of the house. Or would they go to the beaches in the other direction? La Mari. A short Spanish version of her own name, Marina, but with a the before it, as used for special ladies like flamenco dancers. Next time they buy a boat, Daddy said once, they will have to include her brother Ted's name in it. But that's far, far away in the future, when Teddy isn't six but grown up, and maybe even less excited about boats than he is now. Or maybe there will never be another boat. What? That isn't possible. Boats eventually die like people, don't they? So the only way there won't be another boat is if they die first. Oh no, here she goes again. Why has she started getting these dark thoughts that pull her aside and make her sort of melty? Like she has to touch something solid and squeeze it to bring her back to the world. If this is what growing up is, now she's turned 10, she needs to slow it down. She holds on to the lamppost on the dock and watches Daddy chatting to Diego, the smiley portman, while Daddy carries on the fuel can, icebox, the zippy black folder thing with his boat license in it. Of course, at work back in Eastbourne, somebody else probably puts these on the boat. But maybe they don't bring an icebox. While he's putting on his yellow lifeboat clothes so he can drive out to people in trouble in the sea and save them. Or try to save them. She needs to talk to Daddy about the dying. Apart from Gertie, next door's cat, she doesn't know anyone who's dead. But Daddy does. Not just the poor people who drowned, but his parents. How do you live with dying? He grins at her. All right, Marina Fish? You look like maybe you had one too many of those chocolate croissants this morning. She smiles back at him. Marina Fish. Better than the fish face she gets at school. Daddy has promised that she'll grow into her googly eyes and big lips, like he did. And look at him now. Spanish ladies in the boat opposite watching her goldy, handsome Dutch daddy with their mouths open. No, no, I gave the second croissant to Teddy. I'm fine. That's it. She's fine. The happiest ever, with lots and lots more lovely holiday days here before going back to school, and lots more boat trips, with Mummy and Teddy when they're not riding, painting, or at kids' club, but also more with just Daddy. He's talking with Diego again. Something with seis, six, mar, sea, and tiempo, weather, in it. But she doesn't know the words that are sticking them together. She waits for a gap in the ricky-ticky-tardo language she so wants to learn. Daddy, did you remember the CD?
Well, of course. And specially updated, as you'll soon find out, he says with a wink.
Great!
She takes off her pink cap and loosens the overtight plaited ponytail Mummy did.
Why can't Mummy leave her hair just flat and straight? Or cut it messy short so she looks even more like Daddy?
Daddy looks over at the car park.
Mummy might still be over there and see you take that off.
He takes her backpack off and puts the cap in it.
At least don't lose it.
He steps back onto the boat.
All aboard then.
He grips her hand and her shoulder as she comes on, even though she's never even nearly fallen off. The world then turns orange as he puts the life jacket over her head. She groans as he ties it tightly.
Marinita, you want to sit on La Mari's nose later?
Yes.
Well then.